Blog Talk Radio. Enter your PIN followed by the pound or hash. If you do not know your PIN, please enter pound or hash. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord on tonight. Glory be to God. Talking about that blood. That blood. That blood. Glory to God. That gives us strength from day to day to day. Glory be to God. We're so grateful that the blood will not, shall not, cannot lose its power. Amen. Glory be to God, because it flows from an infinite God. Amen. He's Alpha and Omega. Amen, Jesus. He's the beginning. He's the end. Glory be to God. All things are created by him. Glory be to God. And in him, glory be to God, all things exist. Amen. We just want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you this afternoon. Amen. This evening, I'm sorry, for coming to join us tonight here at the Prayer News Network Global. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining us. Glory to God, each and every one of you. Glory to God. May the Lord God bless you real good. Amen. We pray, glory to God, that you're walking in the blessings and in the promises of the Lord. Glory to God, because his promises unto us, people of God, they are yea, and in him, amen. So we thank the Lord on tonight. We thank him, glory be to God, amen, for just being the word of God, the living word of God, amen. And we bless him. We thank him on tonight. We glorify him, people of God. Amen. Truly the Lord is great. He's greatly to be praised. Glory to God. And we give him thanks and we give him praise on tonight. Amen. We pray that you are intentional, that you have come here with intentions. Amen. With your intentions, whether it is, amen, Jesus, glory to God, a word from the Lord, a direction from the Lord, are you coming for yourself or whether you're coming for someone else? Glory to God, whether you're coming to be healed, whether you're coming to be set free, amen, delivered, glory be to God. People of God, everything, whatever you need, glory to God, we want to tell you God's got it, amen. It's here, it's here, it's in the house, amen. Glory to God, amen. So we thank the Lord on tonight. We bless him on tonight again for, amen, being here with us, glory be to God. We thank him for this gathering of people, glory to God, from all over the world, all over the world. We thank the Lord for you, glory to God. We may not be able to see you, amen, Jesus, but we know that you're there, amen. And the records, amen, tell us that you're there. So we thank God for you for always taking time out to come and be with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you again. God bless you, each and every one of you. We are just grateful that you're coming. Amen. As you're coming in, we want to say welcome, 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 welcome to each and every one of you. Welcome, people of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen. God bless you. God bless you real good on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We just want to say on tonight, glory to God, we always give a special, special welcome. Amen. To our listeners, glory be to God, that are listening internationally. We thank the Lord for you on tonight, each and every one of you. Glory be to God. Again, we realize that there is such a time difference, amen, throughout the world. But listen, people of God, no matter where you're listening from, we just want to say welcome unto you, amen, to our international listeners. Amen, Jesus, some in South Africa, some in Jamaica, glory to God, God bless you, amen, the Philippines, Australia, Pakistan, Iraq, God bless you on tonight, amen, we thank God for you, the Ukraine, Spain, New Zealand, God bless you on tonight, Madagascar, God bless you, we thank you, amen, thank you for joining us, thank you for coming out to be with us. Glory to God, those that are listening, amen, in Germany and Italy and Ireland, France, glory to God, the UK, amen, we thank God for you, amen, Cambodia, Canada, amen, Jesus, we just thank God for you, amen, we always take time out just to, amen, mention a few, amen, of the 34 countries that are listening, amen, 34 and climbing, amen, but we thank God for you, we are so grateful that you're joining us here. Amen, Jesus. We thank God for you because we realize that there's so much more, amen, that you could be doing, people of God, but you have elected to come and join us here on the Prayer News Network. And we just want to let you know we appreciate you. Thank God for you. Thank you for taking the time to come and be with us. Amen. We thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. Again, for all of our listeners that are here. amen, in the U.S., glory to God, the isles of the sea, glory be to God. We just thank God for you, amen, Jesus. We can't, hey, listen, we can't call all of the names, amen, but we thank God for, amen, Jesus, a great, great, great number of listeners here in the United States. And we just want to take time out to tell you thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And people of God, we just want to let you know that this is a recorded line and that you can actually get a copy of the broadcast. Glory to God. We will give you the number. We'll give you two numbers after the broadcast, and you can certainly just text us and let us know that you would like to get a copy. We'll get it to you, send it directly to your phone. Listen, the beauty of it is that it's absolutely free. It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. Amen. All you got to do is text either of the numbers that we give you. Glory to God, and you will get your copy. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord for all of our listeners. Amen. You're precious, so precious to us. Amen. And we pray, glory to God, believing God by faith, that you are being strengthened by the word that comes forth. You are being sharpened by the word that's coming forth. Amen. You are being cleansed. That's what the word of God, we're cleansed by the word. Amen. So we pray that you are being cleansed. Amen, Jesus. We pray that the light of God that is within you, amen, Jesus, is no longer dim, but that you're shining bright as the light, bright as the noonday light. Amen. Glory be to God. You may not see it yourself, amen, Jesus, but we just believe somebody sees it. Amen. Because as we say, it's impossible to come to this line, glory to God, and come intentional, come and yield it unto him. Glory to God, yield it unto him. It's impossible to come and nothing happen. Glory to God, it's not even possible. Amen, because faith cometh by hearing. Yes, sir, and my God, we have been hearing the word of God. And so we thank the Lord. Amen. We give him thanks again. We give him praise. We want to thank the Lord for our leaders of the line. Glory be to God. Amen. My leaders, I thank God for them. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God for their blessings, for their prayers. Amen. Thanking the Lord for the pattern, glory to God, that he set forth in the earth. Glory be to God by our own celestial intercessor, Dr. S.C. James. Glory to God, he traveled throughout the world, people of God, teaching, preaching, amen, prophesying, glory to God. And we thank God for him, for he left a pattern. Well, praise God, we know, amen, Jesus, there's not a whole lot of traveling, amen, going on in the earth in that regard, amen. Glory to God, but we thank God, amen, that the Lord established this work in the earth at this time, amen, for glory to God. We know we went through a period where the whole world was shut down, just shut in. Amen, Jesus. And it was at this time, amen, that glory be to God, just as a plant out of dry ground, amen, the Lord raised up this prayer news network, amen. And here it comes, amen, through, amen, the dryness of the earth, through the cracks. And glory to God, it seems like there was no water, amen. Here comes the PNN up through the cracks, glory be to God, amen. And now, my God, here it is, the green, like spread throughout the earth, like a green bay tree, amen, providing shade, providing water, amen, providing safety, glory to God, to the people of God, amen. As many as would come and hear, as many as would come and drink from this fountain, hallelujah, glory to God, the Lord has been feeding us, glory to God, even so as he fed his children, amen, as they were coming up out of Egypt. Glory be to God, and we're not complaining, amen, glory be to God, but the Lord is feeding us, and we're thanking him for it, amen, we bless him for it, glory to God, because truly, he has done us well, and he's doing us well, so we thank God, amen, for our leader, amen, setting the example, thanking the Lord, amen, for our senior apostle, glory be to God, God bless him, amen, Jesus, apostle, Samuel Huggins James, thanking the Lord for him, Thanking the Lord, amen, for his elect later. Lady, thank the Lord on tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, carrying forth the business of the ministry. Amen, and Lady Tina, thanking God for her. Thanking the Lord on tonight for my pastor. Amen, the Georgia and Northeastern Jurisdictional Prelate. Amen, here in Georgia. Amen, thanking God for him. Glory to God. Amen. Thanking the Lord for Mother Taylor. Thank the Lord tonight for the First Lady of our ministry. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. Just thank the Lord for them, people of God. Just giving God thanks for them, praying their strength in the Lord, praying that the Lord will continue to bless them, praying that the Lord will continue to strengthen them. Yes, Lord Jesus. Amen. Let us, people of God, continue to pray for our leaders. Glory be to God in times of these times of uncertainty. Amen, Jesus. Just don't know. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. In a natural sense, amen, what's going on. But we thank the Lord on tonight. Hey, yeah. Glory be to God that God has it all in control. And we thank him on tonight. We bless him on tonight. Amen. For glory be to God, our PNN advisors, each and every one of them, blessing the Lord for them on tonight. Amen. Just glorifying them on tonight for, amen, Jesus, for all that they do, how they've extended their hand to this work. Amen. That this work could go forward. Amen. That it not fail. People of God, listen. Amen. Glory to God. We could not move forth. Amen. This is not a one-man operation, but we thank God for the gift and the giftings that he brought to this line for the people of God and what he's doing in their lives. Amen, Jesus. We just bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight for our PNN prayer warriors. Amen. God bless them. Amen, Jesus. And we know that there are so many other warriors, amen, that are on the line. God bless you. Amen. We thank God for you. We thank God on tonight. Glory be to God for all of the leaders that come to the line. Amen. We're blessing the Lord on tonight for, glory to God, each and every one of you. We thank God for you. We thank the Lord for you and thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We can't say thank you enough. Amen. Because we do have grateful hearts. Amen. Our hearts are big. Amen. Towards you. And we thank God for you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, amen, we're so excited, amen, that the Lord will speak to us, amen, again. Amen, Jesus. Somebody just said, Lord, do it again. Hallelujah. Lord, do it again. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. And we know that God is going to do it. Glory to God. We know he's going to do it. We know he's going to do it. Amen. So we bless the Lord. We give him thanks on tonight. People of God, we would that you bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight, glory to God, as we prepare for the word of God on tonight, as we prepare for the word, we prepare for the word, amen, glory be to God. So tonight, people of God, again, come on and bring your hearts and minds in, amen, Jesus, and let us get ready. Listen, people of God, we can't go to God any kind of way. Amen, Jesus, just like you can't walk up, amen, in a courtroom and approach the bench, amen, without being asked, amen, to come forth, glory be to God, but we reverently, amen, approach the bench. So we reverently approach the throne of grace, amen, because God is awesome, amen, Jesus, we thank him, glory to God, amen, Jesus, we bless him. Glory be to God, amen, for his son, Jesus Christ, amen. Glory to God. So let's bring our hearts and our minds in, amen, on tonight, amen, Jesus. Glory be to God, amen, as we consider, amen, where we are, as we consider what we've done, as we consider our lives before the Lord, amen, Jesus. We want to be clean. We want to be sanctified, amen. We want to be holy. Amen.
The recording has started.
To God. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, people of God. Let's bless the Lord on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and let's bless him on tonight. Hallelujah. Come on and let's bless him for his goodness. Come on and let's bless him on tonight. Bless him on tonight for his loving kindness. Bless him on tonight for his tender mercies. Glory to God. Come on and just bless him tonight. Bless him for who he is. Come on and bless him on tonight. Bless him for, glory to God, divine protection. Come on and bless the Lord on tonight. Come on and bless him. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because we already know, had it not been the Lord on our side, where would we be? We would be lost, people of God. But we thank him on tonight, glory to God, for his caring, hey God, tender mercies on tonight. We bless him on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Come on and lift, hallelujah, your voices unto him. Glory to God. Give him praise. Give him thanks on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and set the atmosphere. Glory to God for what the Lord will do. Come on and set the atmosphere. Glory to God. Come on and elevate your praise on tonight. Glory to God. Get your praise off of your chest. Get your praise off of your lips. Amen. Let that praise go beyond the ceiling. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Come on and hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How do you do that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get in the spirit now. Glory to God. Bring yourself. Glory to God. Bring your heart. Bring your spirit up on tonight. Glory to God. As we approach the throne of grace, glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We thank you. We glorify you tonight. Father, we thank you. Glory be to God for just being good. We bless you on tonight. We bless your glory to God for you've been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And we thank you on tonight. We thank you on tonight for your divine covering. We thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. We thank you, oh, glory to God. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God. Thank you for your keeping power. Thank you for covering us. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your shed blood of Calvary. We thank you tonight. We thank you, glory to God. We thank you for saving us, oh God. Thank you for saving us from ourselves. And tonight we come to say thank you. We come to say thank you, Lord. We come to say thank you, Father. Thank you for keeping our minds. Thank you for keeping our hearts, oh God. Glory to God. We thank tonight. We thank you for being our strength. Thank you on tonight. Thank you for being our power. Thank you for being our high tower. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight, Father, for you are the giver of life. And we thank you on tonight. Glory to God. Not just life, but life in that more abundantly. And tonight, glory to God, Father, we just want to say thank you. We just want to say thank you one more time. We thank you, glory to God. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, for bringing us here, oh God, into this fellowship, into this hour. We thank you on tonight. And Father, as we come on tonight, we're asking you to look upon us now. Look upon each and every one of us. Look upon us tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We're asking you to, oh God, we're asking you to forgive us of our sin. Oh God, any way that we sin, any way, oh God, that we miss you, we ask you to forgive us now in the precious name of Jesus. We ask you to, oh God, pardon our iniquities on the night. Oh God, those things that are within us that we know not of. But we're asking you to pardon us on tonight in the precious name, Jesus. And we're asking you tonight, glory to God. We're asking you to create in us a clean heart, creating us a righteous heart, creating us a true heart in the name of Jesus, creating us on tonight. Glory to God, a heart of holiness. Oh, God, for you are holy. Father, and you require us to be holy. Glory be to God. Cause your holiness, oh God, to abide on the inside. Cause your truth, oh God, that you, glory to God. Hallelujah, most high God. Truth on the inside, your truth, oh God, not our truth. Oh God, for you desire truth on the inward part. And we're asking you on tonight, glory to God, to cause your truth, oh God, cause it to abide. Cause it to penetrate in the name of Jesus. Cause it to penetrate our minds and transform our minds, Father. Transform our minds. Glory be to God. Transform our soul in thy precious name. Our spirit on tonight. Cause there to be a great transformation in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Transform us on tonight. Oh God, transform us. Oh God, that we not not even know ourselves, but we're asking you to transform us and make us new. Transform us, oh God, and make us whole. Transform us, Father, and make us holy. Yeah, God, holy and acceptable unto you in the precious name of Jesus. Father, do it all tonight. Father, look upon this line. Look upon these waves, oh God. Look upon these PNN waves, oh God, that go throughout the earth in the precious name of Jesus. Cause this word, cause it to fall on good ground. Cause this word to find your people in the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, let it go into the alleys. Let it come over the waves, oh God, in the cars, in the vehicles, in the name of Jesus, in the apartments, oh God. Cause this word, oh God, to go through the walls. Cause this word, oh God, to be heard in the windows. Cause this word, hey, Shekabahaya, hey, Shekaya, Yebamosia, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to do it tonight. Father, reach your people and draw your people. Oh God, draw us nearer. Draw us nearer unto thee. Draw us nearer unto thee, oh God, for you are the good shepherd. Draw us nearer unto thee, Yebamosia. Draw us nearer. Glory be to God. Woo, glory to God. Nearer unto your life. Nearer unto your life, oh God. Oh God. And I'm going to say, yeah, Father, draw us nearer on tonight. And Father, we give you thanks and we give you praise, Father, for as you draw us nearer, oh God, and you're making us more like you. We're thanking you on tonight. As you draw us nearer, Father, you're healing our bodies. As you draw us nearer, you're restoring our soul. As you draw us nearer, glory to God, as you draw us nearer, oh God, you're reviving our spirit. And Father, we thank you for it on tonight. For as we draw nearer unto thee, glory to God, everything that concerns us concerns thee. And we're thanking you on tonight. We're thanking for your plan. We're thanking for your purpose in our lives. Father, we thank you on tonight. We thank you for your great salvation, your great, great, great salvation. Father, that none be lost, oh God, but that all should come to repentance. And we're thanking you on tonight. Thank you for your great salvation all over the land, in the north, in the south, in the east, in the west, oh God, in the countries abroad. Father, we thank you on tonight, eh, God. We thank you on tonight. Glory to God for your great salvation, Father, saving your people from their sins. And we thank you on tonight. We thank you, glory be to God. We thank you on tonight, Father, for making your way known unto us. Glory to God, but we're not a people, oh God, that are without your God. You are our God, and we're thanking you on tonight. We're not a godless people, Father, but we thank you tonight, glory to God, that you've drawn us nearer. We thank you tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God, that you've named your name upon us. We thank you on tonight, Father, for you've drawn us nearer. Oh, God, and we're thanking you for the indwelling of your precious Holy Ghost. Father, we said, feel your people tonight. Feel your people. Feel your people, glory to God. Feel your people, glory to God, those that are in search of, those that feel, oh, God, the void of needing more. We're asking you on tonight to feel your people. Feel with your precious spirit, oh, God, feel. Glory to God with the precious Holy Ghost. Hey, hey, Messiah. Father, do it on tonight. Feel on tonight all over the land. Feel. Woo, glory to God. Feel your people. Oh, God, and then Messiah in the precious Saye. Oh, God, by that precious name. Father, cause there to be another. Let there be another Pentecost. Oh, God, all over the land. Cause your fire. Glory to God. The fire of your anointing fall fresh upon us. Let the fire, oh God, from your throne cause it to fall fresh upon us in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for healing the sick. Hey, God, Yehovah, thank you for touching the bodies of your people, oh Moshe, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your angels, oh God, that you said about the bedside, that you said in the room, oh God, to cover and keep your people. We thank you tonight, hey, woo, glory to my mama, yeah. Oh God, we thank you tonight.
to God. We thank you tonight. Thank you for sanctifying us now. Thank you for making us more like you. Glory to God. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah. And as we seek your kingdom, oh God, we thank you tonight. Oh God, that every need upon this line, every need upon this airwaves, as we seek your kingdom, Father, you're going to meet every need, for you said it by your word. And we're thanking you tonight as we're seeking your kingdom. Oh God, as we have love for our brothers and our sisters, we thank you tonight. Oh glory, Baba Mashiach. Thank you tonight. Oh glory to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Father, we bless you tonight. We thank you for all that you've done. Glory be to your name. Father, we thank you tonight. Glory, heaven, I say, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for another day of Pentecost. We thank you for your name, Ahaya. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your angels, oh God, that you've given to give charge over us and to keep us in all of our ways. We thank you. We thank you tonight. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We glorify you on tonight. We thank you for again for your goodness, your grace. We thank you, oh God, for looking, oh God, for moving even in government. We thank you tonight. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Glory to God. Cause the hearts of the people to rise up and give you thanks. Cause the hearts of the people to be mindful of their praise unto you. Cause your people to be stirred with the holy praise. Glory be to God. We thank you tonight. We thank you for quickening the faith of your people. Thank you for the head. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you for the quickening of the faith of your people, oh God, that their faith may rise up, oh God, and that your faith will touch your people. We thank you tonight. We thank you, Father, for you do all things well. We thank you for every answer on tonight. We glorify you. We thank you for every answer on tonight. Every answer on tonight. Father, we thank you in advance, oh God. We thank you in the now, in the right now faith. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Now, Father, we're asking that you will bless your speaker on tonight. Bless your woman servant, Father. Bless as only you can. Father, do it hard and abiyasa. We thank you on tonight for the refreshing, oh God, even so unto her. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for moving, glory to God, in advance by your spirit and by your choice anointing. Hi, la la mo osha. Father, we say have your way now. We say have your way. We say have your way. Woo, glory to Mahaya. Glory to God. Let your word have free course. Oh God, oh Father, and bless your people. Father, we thank you tonight for every answer. We thank you tonight, glory to Mahaya. We thank you, Obo Shaha. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for the stirring. We thank you for the turning. We thank you for the making. We thank you for the molding. Father, each and every one name by name, we thank you on tonight. Thank you on tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory on tonight. All of the glory due unto your name. Father, we're asking you now that you would hide us behind the cross. We thank you, God. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us, Father. Cover us on tonight, Father. Cover us. Glory to God. Let us not be caught. Let us not be entrapped, oh God, by the wicked decisions of men, Father. But we thank you on tonight that you've already provided a way of escape. We thank you on tonight. Oh, glory to God. Continue to lead us. Continue to guide us. Continue to direct us, oh God, in the way that you would have us to go. And Father, we bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name with everything that is within us, oh God. We bless your name, and we give you praise in thy precious name, Jesus. Oh God, and as sons of God, we rise up, and we say on tonight, no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. No weapon that's formed against us. Hey, glamaseya. No weapon. God, no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. In the precious of Jesus, we thank you now. We bless you. We praise you. Thank you, yet, oh God, for your word. Thank you for your precious word unto us. And for this, we give you thanks. And for this, we give you praise. In that precious name, Jesus, Glory be to God. In thy precious name, Jesus. Somebody just tell the Lord, amen, amen. Somebody just tell him, amen, 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 amen. Somebody just tell him, amen. Right there, right there, right there. Glory be to God. Somebody just tell the Lord, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Somebody ought to just say hallelujah anyhow. Glory to God. Wherever you are, whatever is going on, hallelujah anyhow. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah anyhow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm excited tonight. I'm excited about my God. I'm excited, hallelujah, for all that he's doing. Glory to God in my life. I'm excited for what he's doing in your life. Glory be to God. Glory to God, because truly he has it all in control. And we thank him tonight, amen, for showing himself strong, showing himself mighty. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord on tonight. We bless him again. We thank him. We honor him. People of God, as you're coming in, we just want to ask you to go ahead and send out a text message. Glory to God. Send out a text message or two. Amen. Invite someone to come and listen in. Amen. Whether they're listening in on tonight, glory to God, whether they're calling in, amen, or listening by radio, glory to God, or listening by Facebook, amen. Go ahead and share that link, amen. Go out to our PNN Facebook page, and there you will find the link for tonight's broadcast. That as we're broadcasting, amen, it's also broadcasting live right there on the PNN Facebook page. Thank God for technology, amen. Reaching the masses, glory be to God, because he has a word. Glory to God for his people. And we thank the Lord, people of God, on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. How can they hear without a preacher? Hallelujah. And how can that preacher preach except he be sent? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But we thank God, amen, here at the PNN, the Lord. Amen. He's been so gracious to us. People of God, listen, we really don't have anything to do with this, really. It really is the Lord's doing. Amen. It was not our vision. It was not our purpose. Glory to God. But during the pandemic, he wrested it, amen, into our hands. And we're grateful. Glory to God. And we have watched him literally expand borders, literally, amen, do the unthinkable things, amen, that we haven't even thought of. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank him on tonight, for he is supplying. He is supplying, amen, the speakers, amen, for, amen, Jesus, this Prayer News Network, amen, Jesus. And as you know, we have literally been all over the world. We have literally been all over the world, and we're so grateful, amen, for these men and women of God that the Lord has brought to this PNN. Amen. We are grateful for it, people of God. And tonight, amen, we are so grateful, amen, Jesus, as you know, amen, Jesus. We, amen, got some powerful, amen, preachers right here on this PNN advisory board, some preaching and teaching men and women of God. Amen. They love the Lord. They love the Lord. Amen, Jesus. They love the people of God. That is so important. Amen. So they don't mind feeding the sheep. Glory be to God. They don't mind feeding the Lord's sheep, I say. Glory be to God. So tonight, amen, we're so grateful. We're so grateful, people of God, that, amen, Jesus, we have a woman of God, amen, that's with her own, that's with us, amen, as we always say. Certainly, 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 no stranger, amen, to the line, but she's one of our, again, PNN advisors. Amen, Jesus. Amen, Jesus. By way of Lawrenceville, Georgia, amen, by way of Lawrenceville, Georgia, amen, Jesus of the, amen, EPC Nation, glory be to God, she's a minister, she's an evangelist, amen, Jesus, and tonight, people of God, she's the Lord's mouthpiece, the Lord's servant, amen, to tell us what thus saith the Lord, amen, and tonight, people of God, we want to introduce to some of you, we want to present to some of you, glory be to God. We release this platform now, amen, to our sister, our friend, the woman of God on tonight, Minister Ollie Booker. God bless you, woman of God.
Bless you. Bless you, Minister Bradley.
God bless each of you all tonight.
I bless the name of the Lord tonight because he's great and he's awesome and he's my Savior and I love him.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thankful to the Lord tonight and giving honor to Apostle Huggins and Bishop Tina, Apostle Taylor, Pastor Sarah Heatherton, to Bishop James Randolph, Pastor Bennett, Minister Bradley, and all the saints and all the first ladies, the first lady, Terry James. I praise God for each of you all tonight and for your pastors. I praise God for you all, far and near, that listening in. I praise God for you taking out the time, first of all. Taking out the time because children back in school, closed together. You have to make sure to get out their homework. And you have to make sure Harris comb, whatever you're doing, to getting the kids ready for the next day. Because some children have to get up real early. Some, I know, 5 o'clock and be ready to get on the bus at 6 in order to get to school on time. So I pray to God that you will not be here alone tonight. But I do magnify the name of the Lord for what he's doing in the earth. I praise God for his mighty acts, and I praise God for his revealing of his word is coming to pass daily. I say daily in our life, and I bless the name of the Lord for everything. I just praise God for you all, and I bless God for your patience. I really do. I praise God for your healing of all those that have come to the line that had need of healing, deliverance, or being saved and set free. I praise God for the birth of this year line, this PNN network, this ministry. I praise God for the visionary. I bless God for also for Bishop Apostle S.D. James. I praise God for his work in the earth, and I praise God for the life that he lives. I bless the name of the Lord for all those that gone before us. And they paved the way. As we don't stand just on our own merits, standing on the shoulders of others that have paved the way, and there's some still here, that we stand on their shoulders. And I praise God for each of you all in your respectful places tonight. And it's so much that already been said, and so much have already been revealed. There's so much have already been spoken. There's so much have already been, we have read. There's so much our ears have heard. And there's so much our eyes have seen. There's so much our heart have felt and is feeling. There's so much our bodies have gone through and is going through. There's so much family have faced and is facing. There's so much sickness and death has happened and is happening and going to happen. And it's just so much. It's a reminder that before you can get out of one thing, there's something else turning up, something else in the making. But if you're not in a trial, you're coming out of a trial or you're going into one. But nevertheless, you're still standing. You're still standing. And I'm grateful to God for your stand, to the Lord tonight for your steadfastness. I'm grateful to God tonight that you're still, for your faith in God, and his word. And I'm grateful to God tonight for all the apostles and prophets, evangelists, the pastors and teachers and help. And for the body of Christ as a whole, from all four corners, I'm grateful to God for the body of Christ. Because there's many members, but it's only one body. And I praise God for God loved us so much that he gave us heaven's best, that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him or on him, we don't have to perish, but we can have everlasting life, a life eternal into glory. We can have it. For God loved us and loved us so much that he's still giving us chances every time we wake up. He's still giving us an opportunity to make things right, not just with him, but with each other. Because we love going to him, making things right with him, or we'll go and say, God, forgive me for how I spoke to this and to that one. But we fail to go to the one that we spoke ugly to. Or we fail to go to the one that we know that we false accused when we find out that it was false. Ooh, but we'll go to God and say, Lord, forgive me. And when my first place is to return unto him or whomever that I offended or that I just bite it. Truth breakers. But we don't look at those little things, those things. And the little foxes is the one that's the star of the vine, you know. We don't look at those things. We look at things as fornication. We love to throw that out. Homosexuality and lesbian, we love to throw those out. What else? Things that's so visible with the eyes, and we throw these things out, but those hidden things are dangerous, very dangerous. Hidden things, and Peter had warned us about how we should walk. Peter had talked to us about even false teachers. Peter had talked to us about even Jude, 1 and 2 Peter, where Peter just wanted to remind us of false teachers was coming. And Jude said even they are already here, false teachers. Don't believe that Christ and will return. And these are not people that are not knowledgeable of the scripture now. These are they that are knowledgeable of what the word said. And these are they that are knowledgeable of what is taking place in the earth and seeing it come to pass. And these are they that just refuse just to accept that Christ, Jesus, who he is, and he's coming back. It's just that cycle where people just refuse to accept truth. Just refuse to accept it and just believe lies and rumors and just start something and then when you're asked questions about the lies and the rumors and false teaching and stuff, then get offended. And want to make you look like you don't know what you're talking about. But I'm going to deal with what the words say. What the words say, not. I'm going to deal with what the scripture says. And Peter warning us. Peter was warning us about false teacher, that we take heed things and we need to be aware of these things because one passage of scripture said, now if it was possible, the very elect would be deceived. That means it's going to be so close. It's going to be so close, appear to be. Absolute facts and truth that if it was possible, the very elect would be deceived. God don't want us to be deceived. He wants us to be fully aware. So Peter, Second Peter chapter 1. We're going to talk a little bit in that, if God would permit us to. Now, Lord, bless your word. God, anoint our ears to hear and our hearts to receive. Bless the hearers, but bless the doers. Father, we thank and we praise you for who you are. We thank and we praise you for what you're doing in the earth. We thank and we praise you for the Holy Ghost. We thank and we praise you for your righteousness and your truth. We thank and we praise you, O Heavenly Father, for your word. That God, your word that you sent out, cannot return unto you, God, but it got to prosper. It got to, God, it must perform and prosper where you sent it. We thank and we praise you, God, for revealing yourself in the earth. Regardless of how terrible it may appear to be, regardless of how hurtful it may hurt, but your word cannot return unto you void. It must perform what you sent it to. And we are grateful tonight in all of your sins. We are grateful to you tonight for just giving us an opportunity to come together one more time to fellowship in your Son Jesus' name. Now bless you this people. God bless your people everywhere. God bless only as you can. Save, deliver, and set captive free. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus, heal our pure mind. Heal our pure mind. In the name of Jesus. And we won't take your glory. We won't take your honor. And we won't take your praise. We'll give you what due unto your name. In the name of Jesus, we do pray, and we thank you. We thank you. Peter, I'm a Peter, a servant to them that have attained the precious faith with us through the righteousness of God, and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power has given unto us all things, all things that pertaineth unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. Yeah, to glory and virtue. To glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promise, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having its corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge. So Peter is telling us tonight. See, he's telling us tonight about virtue. That we, to our faith in God, our growth in God, indicate the areas of growth that follow our after salvation. You got to grow in grace. You got to grow in knowledge. We got to grow in mercy. We got to grow in godliness. We got to grow in brotherly love, a brother kindness. We got to grow into charity. We got to grow and to long suffer. We have to grow. We must grow. Grow. Come to a spiritual maturity in God. So Peter was urging his readers to come, that come to a spiritual maturity. Spiritual growth in God through Jesus Christ. Excuse me. Our Lord and Savior. So he was encouraging us to come to a spiritual maturity in God. Mm-hmm. Why? So when the evil days come up on us, we'll be able to stand. We'll be able to endure hardness as good soldiers. We'll be able to go through our trials, and we'll be able to stand firm in what thus says the Lord. We'll be able to hold fast to what the words say. Not holding fast to what we're going through, because we're going to go through. But we'll hold fast to what he said. Yea, though I won't leave you, neither would I forsake you. I'll go with you to the end of the world. I know you're facing some hard times. I know you're facing some critical times. But I told you, Lord, I wouldn't leave you. I told you I'd be with you in the midst of the storm. And I told you even the waters could knock you under. I told you. I'm just going to remind you that I told you these things that happened must happen. It must come to pass. And I also told you to strengthen your heart. Build up your most holy faith. That you'll be able to withstand these evil days. Uh-huh. And hold fast to my promises. Because God promises stand sure. It don't matter what no one on the face of this earth trying to do. And don't matter what no one on the face of this earth may succeed at doing. God has the last say so. He has the last say so. And he will say so. And he has said so. God has. And I'm glad he got the last say so. And I'm grateful to the Lord tonight. But God, Peter just want to remind us that tonight that besides this giving diligence to add to your faith virtue and virtue knowledge, and to knowledge to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. Look at that. See, he add to your faith virtue. What is virtue? What is virtue? It's a more. Add to your mores, character. Add to it. Let it be more excellently. Let it be exceeding it. Add virtue to it. And to your to virtue, add knowledge. What is the knowledge he's talking about? Spiritual knowledge. And let me get this. Let me just throw this out there too now. We have to know what's going on in the world. And we have to know what's going on in Scripture. If we don't know what's going on, we don't know what's going on in the world. Because the Scripture going to tell us what's going to take place in the world. But if I just look just at the Scripture and don't pay attention to what's going on in the world and in my surroundings, And from all four corners of the earth, then I will not be added to my knowledge. added to my knowledge. Because you got to be aware what time that we live, that we're living in. But God is being unfolded every day. Every day. Every day. Every day. And to knowledge, he said, temperance.
Mm-hmm.
We need that temperance. Get some self-control. We need to get self-control about ourselves. Get control of our thoughts. Get control of our words. Get control of our lifestyle. Get some control of how we conduct ourselves. Get some self-control. Man, I tell you one thing. I almost have to lay the Holy Ghost down. I ain't never want to lay the Holy Ghost down. I never have wanted to lay the Holy Ghost down. But I can be honest, I've gotten angry that you may want to lay somebody down, but I never wanted to lay the Holy Ghost down. Then I don't have my what? The promise that he, I'm going to lay it down, lay it to the side. No, 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 no. Because he sent it back. He's my comforter. No. No, I got to keep him with me and bring all things back to my remembrance. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And to temperance, we need some patience. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. See, the enemy want to wear out our patience. They want to shift us like we get so caught up on what's going on around us every day. Anything he can change, or change that we can't change, you got to leave it in God's hands anyhow. Yeah, I change what you can change. That you can't change, ask God to give you wisdom to know the difference. And go on and continue to trust God. We wear ourselves out. Wear our mind out. Be worn down, worried. Worried over things that is out of our control. So I have to get some self-control and come back to what the word says. Now, Ollie, if I took care of the grass, if I take care of the birds, don't you know you mean more to me than that? I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to handle the situation that concerns you. I've given you all things that pertain to life. Uh-huh. So don't you know I'm not going to leave you alone because I made you a promise. He said not just life, but godliness. That I'll never leave you. You heard me when I told you that. And when I'm at my worst moment, when I'm at my worst time, I remember I heard it. I heard him plain and clear. Oh, there's some things I may forget. I heard it. When he said, lo, I look for the voice. I will never leave thee. Hey, nor will I forsake thee. I will go with thee to the end of the world. I heard it plain and clear. I was going through heavy. And when I'm in my worst time, I reach back at what I heard. And I grab hold to it. And I add it back to me. And I hold it dear to my heart. And then I remind him, God, you remember? Before I knew this was in the scripture, I heard it. And then I found it later. Now I'm standing on it. I'm standing on what your words say. And I am persuaded to believe what you say now. You said, Mom and Dad have forsaken me. You wouldn't do it. So I'm standing on what you say. It's rough. It's tough. But I'm standing. I'm standing on what you said. David said, I never seen the righteous forsaken. Sometimes it feels like you have forsaken me. Nor is he begging for bread. I tell myself, hold up now. Hold on. Now David said that. David don't serve this time. I'm here trying to serve mine. Now, I'm pretty near to some things. I'm grateful what you brought David through. I'm grateful what you brought Moses through. I'm grateful for what you brought Abraham through. I'm grateful for what you brought Job. But I'm talking about what about us? What about us now? Uh-huh. But God won't leave you, saints. God won't leave you. God won't leave you. God just want Peter want to remind us. Don't get yourself caught off on the false teaching and the false and don't be deceived when they cry peace and there comes sudden destruction. No. Hold fast to what the words say and keep your eyes open and your ears and your spirit open so you can be alert. And God can quicken you and make you aware or make us aware time we're living in. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But they don't dare you to speak the name of Jesus. Where they gonna dare you to call on the name of Jesus? Where they gonna dare you to preach the gospel? What you gonna do? What we gonna do? And it's not gonna be those that don't know the scripture. It's gonna be those that know it. But Peter said, now, get you some patience. And to patient godliness, and to godliness, get some brotherly kindness. Brotherly kindness. Brotherly kindness. Because some of us have bad attitude. I know one scripture said brotherly love. This one said brotherly kindness. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Boy, get your attitude in check. Get your love in check. So what if you had a disagreement? What if you had a falling out? Then I just said, come on now, let us come back and reason together. I didn't find out the love with you. Come on, we gonna reason this thing out. Let's talk about it. You talk about a democratic. The Indians was the first one did democratic or came up with that. We ain't was the first one came together in reason. That is for the first one. And everyone else learned from them. Oh, don't fool yourself. If a problem occurred among the tribes and they didn't get the head of that other tribe together and come because there's too much killing going on, too much happening. I need to get to the chief. And all the chiefs come and sit down together, the chiefs, the leaders. And let's have a conversation about what's going on among our people. Uh-huh. When it become our and not mine. Our people. We need to come to some kind of solution here. They did. They came together and worked through it and solved their own problems. They came together. There's going to always be one going to buck up against it. But that God always have a planter that know how to get in there and use the word of wisdom and use some sweet, kind gentleness, persuasiveness words. And make the other person to see the brighter side. Killing going on. It's going to be just a minute. Your people getting killed and live our people. And that's not going to make too much sense. Your people going to hurt just like my people going to hurt. They go children, women, and children going to get caught up in it. So you need to come on, let's sit down and reason this thing out. The Indians did this year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They did it. I want you to check it out and see them online and telling you the truth because I wouldn't dare lie to you. they the one did it. Uh-huh. And we could come together and reason. So we got to show brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, charity. See? We need this. We need this. Knowledge is spiritual truth. Temperance is the self-control. Patience is to endure. It's endurance. Endurance.
Oh, they just keep talking about me. Every time I look around, people just setting traps for me. Oh, I believe people putting this down for me.
People doing this. And the Bible declares if no weapon formed against you going to prosper. And if we start declaring the word and stop declaring the negative, you say, ham. Are they jealous? This, declare the word on your situation. And no matter who it is, God's word will return it to them, boy. I do what I did and do what David said. Fight against those that fight against me. If you're in the crossfire, you get in the crossfire. Fight against those that fight against me. Because there's some battles too great for me, Father. And this scripture declares that you have no need to fight in this battle. Because the battle's not yours. It's the Lord. It's the Lord. Some battles just might as well take, shut up. Just take, shut up, Grace. Just take, shut mouth, Grace. And be quiet and be still. And see his salvation. Because there's some people you can't tell them anything. And when you come across that, and there's some people know they're wrong, they will not admit. If I'm not waiting for no one to admit they wronged me. No, sir. Mm-mm. No, sir. I don't forgive you. If you don't ever say, I'm sorry, so be it, I'm fine. I'm not wasting no more brain cells on that. So Peter want us. He really want us and wants to remind us. He wants to remind us. We got to be patient and be patient with one another. Now, it took you some years to get to where you are, hey, but we got to redeem the time, y'all. We don't have the time we once had. So we're going to have to grow up fast, and we're going to have to catch on fast. And we're going to have to move fast because then we got to redeem the time. And look at here. Now, January was just here. January to me was just here. March was just here. And now it's September. This year is by doom. And so much has happened in the beginning of this year to now. But he said he has to redeem the time. And if we don't cut the time short, no rest going to be saved. That means some agony is going to go on. And we might as well get our mindset. We might as well get our heart set. We might as well get our spirit set. We're not going to escape some of this stuff. But God promised us that he'll be with us. Whatever we go through, he promised that he'll be with us. And that's good enough. That's good enough for me. That's good enough for me. So I got to make sure I bring my sister along with me, patient, so I can endure it. Uh-huh. Godliness is God-likeness. Uh-huh. God, that's what godliness is all about. Be God-like. Christ-like. Righteousness-like. Truthfulness-like. Honesty-like. Faith for this life. Godliness. It's God-like. Likeness. Brotherly kindness. Brotherly love. Charity. He wants to have the agape love. The agape love. Love is vital no matter how people treat you. Love is vital. It be just like porn. Uh heating coals, hot coals upon. And I know, why are they being so kind to me? Why are they being so nice to me? And I know they know I don't like them. I know they know I said something. That's that godliness, godlike, that brotherly love. That's that brotherly kindness. Mm-hmm. Then you don't got to some self-control, because to say another time, I would have told them all. But see, now you're growing in what? Patience. You're growing in what? Self-control. Uh-huh. Now you're growing in brotherly kindness. Now you're growing in virtue. Uh-huh. And guess what? This process is a lifelong cycle of spiritual growth for faith believers in Christ Jesus. It's a continuation. It is a continuation. It's a never ending until Christ, God, called us on in. It's a continuation. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing one another in love. That's going to come from Ephesians 4 and 2. Bearing with one another. That's hard for some of us to do. Bearing with one another. With all humility and gentleness, with patience. That patient again, bearing with one another in what? In love. L-O-V-E. Love hides a multitude of sin. Time somebody something they told, somebody want to reveal somebody something they told, I'm going to question your love. There's a lot of things I know I have not revealed it. I'm not pulling no covers. Now you get out there and get yourself from under the covers. And let your nakedness be shown, so be it. When I say I'm not going to uncover you, I have an obligation. You have an obligation to come to me, brother and brother in love and kindness, and say it to me, sister. Now I must bring this to your remembrance now. That's not godliness. That's not God-like. That's not Christ-like, what you just done. That's just not Christ-like. You may not be aware, but I want to make sure I bring this to your attention because somebody watching you. And I said, well, thank you for, because I wasn't aware. Well, I never seen you act like that before. I've never seen you out of character like that before. Therefore, I'm coming to you from a place of love, and I'm very concerned that you may be going through some things, and at that moment, you were buffed about, and in that moment, the enemy took a sneak old dirty shot at you, and at that moment, uh-huh, but now, I'm here to hold your arms up, uh-huh, I'm here to bear you up, I'm here that you may gain strength. I'm here that you can girdle up your loins, and I'm here that you can go back and say, look, I approached you wrong a few minutes ago, and I'm sorry. I'm coming to apologize to you. I'm so sorry. I approached you in the wrong attitude. Will you please forgive me? It was brought to my attention that I approached you wrong. Well, that's all right. I didn't think nothing about it. Yes, we did think something about it. Now, just accept the apology. You forgiven. Thank you for coming back and apologize. You forgiven. And then what you just did, you just saved the life. God has given me power to forgive sin. I forgive you. I forgive you and I accept your apology. Thank you. Thank you. We don't want to get caught off. It's too late in the evening, saints. It's too late in the evening for us to get caught off. Things be in you. And he was talking about all these things just named a few minutes ago. We're talking about virtue, faith, charity, knowledge, self-control, godliness, brother kindness, brother love, charity, all these things be in you. Then what he said, for if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren, look, nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that like these things, now listen, I didn't say this, but he that like these things, talking to me too, me first, is blind and cannot see afar off and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sin. Now that still said the scripture. Wherefore, the rather, brothers, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fail. That's just said the word. If we do these things, we shall never fail. Told y'all we're going to hold you long, because I do understand you got children. I do understand the kids are back in school. I do understand that you got preparation to do. And I do understand some of you got husbands and some of you got wives to help get things, the house and things in order. Some of you got to iron and some of you got to make lunches. And I understand that I once done all those things that some of you all are yet doing. And so I have come to know that even everything going on in the world, people's life is still going on. Some form, fashion, or shape, life is still going on. And God wants us to have the wisdom and also with the similar understanding. 10:30 here, my time is late. 9:30 your time. Somebody got to get up at 5. Children got to be ready to get on the bus at 6. So I wanted to nourish me and let me be aware of the times in which we live in and what's going on. And I'm grateful to God for his word tonight. I'm grateful to God for your patience tonight. But we don't listen to Peter. We're going to listen and take heed to what Peter have told us tonight. So I hope someone wrote these words down. I hope somebody took the time and just written these words down. I'm going to go over them just one more time. So Peter urged his readers to grow to spiritual maturity. Peter urging us tonight. We his readers. And he said, now if you do that, add to your faith, indicating your area of growth to have follow after your salvation. He said, now I want you to add some virtue. I want you to get some moral character. I want you to add to that. Then after that, I want you to add some knowledge. I want you to get some spiritual truth about yourself. He said, after that, I want you to get some temperance. I want you to have some self-control. He said, after that, I want you to add some patience. I want you to get some endurance. And after that, I want you to get some godliness, some God-like, Christ-like. He said, after that, I want you to get some brotherly kindness. And I want you to get some brotherly love. And I want you to get some charity. I want you to get that agape love. These process is a lifelong cycle of spiritual growth for all believers in Christ Jesus and all that have been called unto this righteousness of God. Because all the righteous that we live is as filthy rags. And it's nothing that we can brag on ourselves. It's just the grace and the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ. So cast your burdens on the Lord. And he will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Take that to heart. Psalm 55:22, we're going to take that to heart. And we're going to take Proverbs 10 and 9. Whoever walk in integrity, walk you securely, very securely. But he who make his way crooked will be found out. That's Proverbs 10 and 9. That's all I have to offer tonight is the word. I will give it such that I have to offer unto us tonight. It's the word. And I'm going to keep my word that I would not hold you long. And may God continue to bless you. May God continue to strengthen you. May God continue to heal and deliver and set free. And may God continue to save. Now, if there be anyone tonight that have need of salvation, you can come. If there be any that has been saved and is saved, but you need a little strength, you can come. You can come. You can come. You can come. If there be any tonight that needs salvation, you're welcome to come. You're so welcome to come. Come. Whosoever will, let him come. Jesus is calling because he's on his way back. The Spirit is beckoning. He's on his way back. He's on his way back. We got to get this thing right, saints. We got to get this thing right, people of God. We got to make sure that our faith stands. We got to make sure that we have what it takes. We got to get enough oil in our lamp that we'll be able to endure. We got to get enough oil because we won't have time to go buy no oil. You got to catch. And when you get because you got one lamp, get you some extra oil to carry with you. Because when you get ready to go back and purchase some more oil, may not be no oil. So you've got to get some extra. Put in a reserve and take along with you. Get some extra, more than enough. If there be anyone that needs salvation tonight, or just need to be strengthened, you can come. I'm calling one more time. If there be anyone that's standing in the need of salvation tonight, you'll
praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you.
God bless you, woman of God. This is Gwen.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I hear your voice.
Yes, I'm listening to you. I would like to, first of all, thank the Lord for being here for Life, Health, and Strength. I would like to thank the Lord for the recovery Mother Reed has made thus far. I would like to request prayer for her strength to increase, her physical strength to increase. I would like to request prayer for my strength in the Lord. For all the women at the Work Relief Center here in Tallahassee, to keep our minds focused for a closeness of the Lord because we need it. I would just like to request a general prayer for everybody with COVID, everybody who family touched with it. Just prayer for everybody, mother. I'm just saying everybody need prayer. Thank you, ma'am.
Amen. Okay. Sister Gwen, you request prayer for everything and the women that God was strengthening them to. You are, Sister Gwen. God bless you. Anyone else? Anyone else? Hit star 6 and come on over. If you have a prayer request, you could come. Come. If there be any with a prayer request, you're welcome to come.
I'll call one more time. Whosoever will, let him come. If you want to stand in the gap for someone, you could come.
Woman of God, this is Gwen again. Since anybody coming, can I go ahead and I'm going to be released from this work release center in a little over 2 months. And I got things I want to do if it's the Lord's will. I say he just ordered my steps, spread my tongue, and paved my way based on the desires of my heart because he'll give them to me.
Yes.
I would like to request prayer for Paula Mason, for Gary Rowe. He had a heart procedure or something of the sort today, and we just pray that he heals.
What's it?
Gary Rowe, R-O-W-E.
Okay, Gary.
Yes, ma'am.
Rowe, okay. Paula Mason?
Yes, ma'am, Paula Mason.
Okay, got her.
She said to ask for the guidance that she need for her to get out of here and after she's out of here as well.
Oh, she needs prayer to leave, okay.
Yes, ma'am, she's leaving in less than a month, and she wants the prayer for guidance to complete this. Yes, ma'am, guidance and direction on what she needs to do, too, as far as leaving.
Okay. Are you saved, sweetheart?
I am. Okay, mother, I am. I'm. Okay, so I ran for a long time, and I got sat down and in prison. I got a lot closer than I was.
Yes, ma'am.
If I'm not saved, I'm working on it hard.
I understand.
Well,
it's by your confession of your mouth. If you have confessed the Lord Jesus Christ, then that he the Son of God, he died and he rose, and you believe that, then you'd be saved. But then,
oh, yes, ma'am, I believe that.
Okay, then you're waiting on the baptism of the Holy Ghost. That's what you're waiting
on? I want that. Yes, ma'am, I want that.
Okay. Let's do straight talk. Yes. Baptism of the Holy Ghost is for you. Praise God.
Yes, ma'am. Please. Mm. Thank you.
That's what I want to guess. Thank you, darling. Now I know what you... Okay. Thank you. Paula?
Thank you.
What, Miss Paula?
Miss Paula. Here she is. Talking to you.
Yes, ma'am.
How you doing, Miss Paula?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. I can hear your voice. Miss Paula, are you saved?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, have you been baptized in the Holy Ghost yet?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, praise the name
and
of the Lord.
I'm planning on being rebaptized when I get out.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You're going down again. All right. So you want God to do it, endow you again.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Restore. Revive. Oh, yes, sir.
That's right.
Restore. Revive. Mm-hmm.
Restore.
Yes, sir. Restore. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Restore.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
All right. All right. And I want to encourage you, young ladies. Now, God with you there, and we're striving hard and heavy when we're there. But your fight has already begun there, and you know you see a window when you're going to be released. But if you
yes,
get
ma'am.
It down packed now, like Peter was telling us tonight, we get this thing down packed, we can withstand the wiles of the enemy. Because we already
yes,
know flesh going to try to come and try to throw your curveball. But that you wiser, you're so much wiser than you was before. And you're stronger. Uh-huh. You're stronger now.
Yes, ma'am.
You're stronger now. Mm-hmm. And so restore.
Yes,
all
ma'am.
All right. Yeah, nice talking to you, Miss Paula.
Nice talking to you, too, ma'am.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Anyone. Thank you. Thank you.
You're
anyone.
You're
anyone. Gwen, is anything else?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
No, ma'am. No more. Thank you.
God bless you, Gwen. Bless you. Did I hear someone say anything?
Yes, ma'am. This is Sister Betty, and I'm calling in requesting prayer for my brother-in-law, Jimmy Davis, for his mind, because he's in the hospital.
Davis?
Yes, ma'am.
His mind, okay.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We don't know whether it's the medication or what, but he was admitted into ICU. But he is home, but he's still having problems with his mind. His wife is saying, you know, he's saying erratic things. So I'm requesting prayer for his mind and for also for his soul.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Keep Sister Betty in your prayer.
Yes, ma'am. God bless you, Sister Betty.
Thank you.
For always standing in the gap. Bless you. God bless you, Jesus. Will there be anyone else? Anyone else? That desires prayer. We'll come and touch and agree with you. Yes?
This is Sister Kathy Ryan. I'd like to request prayer for the Wade family, the Johnson family.
Son? Hold on a minute, baby. Johnson? Who
and
else?
The Wade family.
Wade or Wade?
Yes, ma'am. Wade. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Wade family.
And the Clark family.
Clark. Oh, see me. Okay. Okay. Okay.
We lost our cousin, Barbara Wade, to COVID-19, and her mother is still in the hospital with. She had a stroke, and
Lord,
she don't even know her daughter passed away. So, and there's other family members that, you know, trying to recover from COVID. So I like to request prayer for the
family and Clark's family.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. God bless you, Sister Katie Brown.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Anyone else? Anyone else? If not, we're going to go into prayer. Now, the scripture declares where two or three come together, touching and agreeing on the same thing. He promised us that he'll be in the midst. Now, when we pray, we want us to be in agreement on the same thing. The same thing. The same thing. Because we want to see a move of God. We want to see a move of God. We want to see a move of God. And God is moving. And in some kind of way we think God should move may not be the way he will move, but he is moving. He is moving. Now, Father God, as we approach the throne of grace tonight on the behalf of your people, Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift your people up unto you, God. We stand in the gap on their behalf. We stand in the gap, God, on the behalf of Mother Reed, that you will strengthen her. That you will strengthen her body, that you will strengthen, God, every limb, everything it is about mother, that you will build, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will heal and deliver, Father, in the name of Jesus, because we know you're able, and we know you can, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you have done up to this point, and Lord God, we thank you, and we're looking unto you to do greater. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we praise Mother Reed in your care. We praise her in your hand, God. In the name of Jesus, that you will continue to sustain her and strengthen her, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we bring Gwen for strength, and you ordered her step. God, we bring Gwen for a restart also and restoring and reviving. We bring Gwen, God, for the infilling of the Holy Ghost. We bring her to you, God, in the name of Jesus. We bring Gwen, God, that God the way be made financial for her father in the name of Jesus. We bring her, God, in the name of Jesus, that you show her, God, that you will supply every need according to your riches that is in glory. And Lord God, we bring every family that is suffering with COVID or sickness in their bodies or diseases in their bodies. We bring every woman, God, and at the work, praise God, that where the women's are, Father, that you'll strengthen them, that you'll deliver them, that you'll heal them, that you'll save them, that you'll restore them, that you'll revive them, God, that you'll fill them with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you make ways for them, God, even after they leave this place. For you the way, you truth, and you life. And we, God, we bring them to you. We bring them to you. We bring them to you. Get them the strength they need now. We bring them to you. We bring them to you, God, that when they get out, they'll be able to stand, that they'll be able to endure. Oh, mighty God, we bring them to you now in the name of Jesus. We cast our cares upon you now.
Oh, yeah.
Because you care for us, God. In the name of Jesus. These are your people. These are your people. These are your people, God. We bring them for us. We can bring them. But God, some water, some plant, some water. But it's got to be you to give the increase.
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Come, Lord, God, we thank you for her life. We thank you for every day you bless us with her, God. We thank you for what you're doing in her life. We ask that your will be done. Whatever your will is, God, let it be done.
Yeah,
even
God.
Melvin, God, your will. We ask for your will. We ask for your will. Ah, we ask the will be done in the name of Jesus. Oh, we know you're a healer, but I'm asking you, will you do it? Ah, not can you do it, but will you do it for your glory? In the name of Jesus, will you raise them up, God?
In the name
of... going to show themselves. Hey, for your glory.
Yes, God.
For your glory. We know you got the ability and the capability, but will you do it? For your glory. For your glory. I'm doing all I know to do. I'm bringing them to you. They're yours. I'm giving them back to you. They came to me, and I'm coming to you. Hey, I'm giving them to you in the name of Jesus. Paula Mason, I'm giving her to you. I'm giving her to you. She says she's saved. It's by her own confession. She says she's saved, God, but she want to be restored. She want to be revived. She want to be restored. She want to be renewed. She want guidance and direction for her life. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. These are your people. These are your people. These are yours, God. In the name of Jesus. And you say you wouldn't forsake them, nor would you leave them. That you'll be with them. In the name of Jesus. Even Gary Rowe. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Keep your hands on them. Be with them, see them through. In the name of Jesus, lead and guide and direct their path.
It's Jesus.
Sister Betty, God, be with her, strengthen her, build her, encourage her, lead her, guide and direct her path. In the way you desire her to go, God. Meet her every need, God. Keep her body healed, her mind healed. In the name of Jesus. And Brother Jimmy Davis, God, his mind healed. Heal his mind. Heal his mind. Renew his mind, God, in the name of Jesus, in his heart, in his soul, in the name of Jesus. Deliver his soul, God. Deliver his mind, God, in the name of Jesus. But we know the enemy come to steal, kill, and destroy. And the first thing he want to rob us, our mind. But God, give him a mind. Give him a mind, God, to call on the name of Jesus. Give him a mind to ask for your mercy. gives him a mind to ask that you rescue him, you deliver him, and that you set him free in the name of Jesus. And Sister Katie Brown, God bless her for bringing the Johnson family, the Wade family, the Clark family, those that, and God be merciful to the mother that don't had a stroke and don't know her child has expired. But God, you keep her mind. You do it for her, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. But God, we're depending on you. We're looking to you. We're trusting in you and all those that hope in you, God. Let them not be put to shame. But God, let them know, God, that we cry out to you. That you're a God that can and will deliver. And you'll do it on time. In the name of Jesus. Oh, bless Sister Katie, God, for bringing the people to you. Thank you for the mindset that you can bring them to you and leave them in, at your foot of the cross. Thank you, Lord, that you can cast them up on your heart. Thank you, Lord, for her, mourn herself. Bless now this people. Bless now this people. And even those that may be on the line, strengthen them, encourage them, God heal, saving their family, delivering their family. In the name of Jesus, meet their every needs in their families. In the name of Jesus, restore, restore, revive, even in their families. In the name of Jesus, and all that needs to be restored in my family, and revive and restored, you are welcome. You are so welcome to restart and revive and restore anything you would like to in my life, in the life of your people, in the PNN, visionary.
Jesus.
You are welcome, Lord, to breath. You are welcome to root up. Hold up everything, God, that displeases you. You are welcome, Father, in the name of Jesus. You are welcome. You're so welcome. Oh, you're so welcome. The scripture said, will you revive us again? You're welcome to revive us again and bring us to that place that you desire us to be. I'm not talking about what man wants, but I'm talking about you, that we may fulfill your desire for our life, that it can be well with our soul, that we'll be found wanting nothing, and that we will be have no lack in nothing, not in knowledge, and we won't be barren, nor we won't be unfruitful in knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we won't be blind, and that we can have eyes to see afar off, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, help us to seek you diligently. Continually help us, God, to fight a good fight, that it can be well, that it can be well with our soul. Help us to fight a good fight. Help us to fight a good fight. Help us, God, to fight a good fight so it can be well with our soul. In the name of Jesus. And we give you the glory, give you the honor, we give you the praise. In your Son Jesus' name. Thank you for hearing us always, and thank you for the answer by faith in Jesus' name. All the glory and honor belongs to you now. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, thank you always, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God bless you, Minister Bradley. God bless you, peoples of God. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah, Minister Bradley.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless you on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We just thank God tonight for this word. We thank God for this prayer on tonight, people of God. Amen. As the woman of God has so thoroughly, amen, so beautifully, amen, Jesus, gone into the word to show us what the Lord is requiring of. Amen. Glory to God. It needs no further interpretation. Glory be to God. Just do it. Amen. So we're not going to go into that. Amen. Glory be to God. But we do thank God tonight for you, woman of God. Thank you for availing yourself, amen, to bring forth the word to the people of God in the hearing, in the heart, in the spirit of the people of God. Amen. And we thank God and we believe by faith, amen, Jesus, that even as the prayer and the petition of God, glory to God, we believe that before we ask, amen, the Lord is all. We can believe like that, people of God. And surely if we can believe like that, glory to God, the Lord will perform just like that. Ah, glory be to God. So we thank God tonight, amen, for all of, but oh God, for all of the petitions that have gone forth on tonight. Amen. Again, we encourage you to just get a copy of the broadcast, people of God, as we've already stated. It is absolutely free. It doesn't cost you anything. Amen. You can text us on tonight. We'll give you two numbers, and the first number is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. As well, you can text us for our international listeners. You can text us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. That's how you can get in contact with us. Again, we thank God for you, woman of God. May Lord bless you on tonight for availing yourself in his service. May he bless you abundantly. May he meet your every heart's desire in the precious name of Jesus. May he cause his favor to rest upon you. Glory to God that even in your going out and your coming in, that the hand of favor would rest upon you greatly in the precious name of Jesus. We pray on tonight that he bless your ministry. We pray on tonight that he open doors unto you. Glory to God to take this gospel. Amen. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray on tonight. Glory to God for your family, for the safekeeping, for the covering of your family. In the precious name of Jesus. And may again, glory to God, he give you your heart's desire. Hey, glory be to God, because what concerns you surely concerns him. And we thank the higher glory of Oshah for looking upon your servant. Thank you for breathing upon her in the precious name of Jesus. Touch her body from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Hey, God, and we speak to anything that's out of whack, anything that's not in order, glory to God, and we command it to line up right now in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you now for doing it. We bless you. We honor you. We glorify you for your people in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 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 Woman of God, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over to you. Amen. For final remarks and for the blessing of the line. And again, we thank God for you. People of God, we thank God for you. Amen. God bless you. Woman of God, you have the platform.
We just thank God once again for you all and thank God for your patience. And, Lord God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for this people, Father. We thank you for what you're doing. Lord God, we ask you to be with them. We ask you to cover them. We ask you, God, to guide, lead, and direct them, Father, in the name of Jesus. And cause your face to shine upon them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for all things. Continue to bless this ministry and continue to bless your people, Father. For in them, in the name of Jesus, those, God, that even in the at the storm and those in that gathering stand all over the world. Bless your people as you see fit, God. Move by your spirit, because it's not by power and it's not by might, but it is by your spirit, said the Lord of hosts. Now, God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you the praise. In your son Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, saints. God bless you, saints. God bless you. Good night. Good night. God bless you.
Fire.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.